910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former ballerina with dual American and Russian citizenship has now been sentenced to 12 years behind bars in Russia.
The treason conviction comes just a day after a Moscow court sentenced another American citizen detained for hooliganism at an upscale Moscow hotel. He faces 5 years in prison for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Russian authorities identify the man as Joseph Tater and say he was drunk and behaving aggressively at the hotel when police were called.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. The Biden administration announcing a new deal to lower the cost of prescription drugs for things like heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis for older Americans on Medicare. Another round of ceasefire talks have begun in Doha. Hamas, however, is not taking part. Columbia University President Manu Shafiq resigning months after pro-Palestinian protests on campus. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. One person was killed and another seriously injured in a head-on collision in Barron County on Wednesday. According to Wisconsin State Patrol officials, the crash occurred on U.S. 53 around 5:30 on Wednesday afternoon when a minivan that was passing other northbound vehicles in the wrong lane hit a southbound car. Officials say the driver of the southbound car was killed in the collision, and the driver of the minivan was flown by LifeLink to Eau Claire for treatment. DOT officials say the minivan passed over a double yellow center line. The Stuff the Bus campaign in Duluth has collected a massive amount of supplies for Northland students ahead of the new school year. According to a Fox 21 report, the campaign is being led by Head of the Lakes United Way, and in Duluth alone, over 250 backpacks and 1,200 other school items have been donated. Collections have concluded in Duluth, but donations are still being accepted in Superior, Ashland, and Lake County. The initiative seeks to reduce the back-to-school financial burden on families. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers name a starting quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Phil Longo, the Wisconsin Badgers offensive coordinator, was asked, so who's the new starting quarterback? Is it Braden Locke or the transfer from Miami, Tyler Van Dyke?
We have named Tyler Van Dyke our starter. I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number two was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I've mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But right, as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke is our starter.
NFL, the Packers flying to Denver for a joint practice against the Broncos tomorrow. Sunday night, the starting quarterback will not be Jordan Love. It'll be backup Sean Clifford.
I do think that when the lights come on, it's a little bit different for me. I don't know. It's just an excitement level. I do like to kind of think of myself as a gamer in a way.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their four-game series with the Dodgers. The Crew winning last night, 5-4, thanks to closer Devin Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. Our high today in the low 70s, upper 50s tonight, low 70s back at it again tomorrow. By the weekend, things looking better with sunshine and highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a Throwback Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're still celebrating the glorious blue victory in the partisan primary Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, yesterday we had the fog and today we have the rain.
Yeah, man. You know, Calvin, it's already August 15th, man.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. Time's flying.
Yeah, it is, man. And, it won't be long. But anyway, I'm excited as always. Today is my favorite day of the entire week as I am joined by none other than Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Earl. Thank you. Thank you for this introduction. Truly appreciate being on the show. I am honored to be talking to you and to the audience and to Kelvin, to everybody.
Well, you know, man, I just am so thrilled by, you know, what we've been able to accomplish in this short period of time and the impact that you've had on people. Many of my friends and others who have been listening and just kind of, you know, putting these things in perspective, never been anything like it before. And hopefully we'll be able to keep this going for a long time. There's so much to talk about. I'm sitting here looking at all of those medications behind you and all the medications you have and in your pharmacy. And there's a story behind all of them. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about all of those. But for today, let's talk about, you know, I have to say, whenever the thyroid comes up, I never knew what a thyroid, well, I kind of knew a little bit about thyroids. My family, thyroid problems, hereditary in my family. My mom, three of my sisters had goiters that grew underneath their necks and kind of made their eyes kind of protrude somewhat. And so they knew of the problems with their thyroids because they had to have the goiters removed. And so all those times, I never thought about myself having any problems with a thyroid until one day. Well, it wasn't one day. There were times that I was doing radio and I couldn't swallow. And I couldn't swallow pills. And I couldn't figure out why I couldn't swallow my own saliva. And all of a sudden, this just became a major problem. I wound up going to a doctor, an ear, nose, and throat guy. he did some research and he said, hey, you got to let's do x-rays. And never will forget, right. He did the x-rays and I came in and he said, look, wow. He was telling me about the x-rays and he started with wow. And he frightened me and my wife to death. And then he said, okay, I'm going to send you to a cardiologist. And so he sends me to a cardiologist. I take the x-rays. Cardiologist starts by saying, wow. And I was starting to say goodbye to my wife. And then as it turned out, I had this major thyroid that grew goiter that grew internally that required 5 hours of surgery to remove. So thyroids are a big deal.
They are a big deal. And they're like the body's thermostat. Like it's like controlling the temperature of your house. Like, it controls how your body uses energy, all right? So it's small, butterfly-shaped in the neck, just below the Adam's apple, okay? So even though it's small, it plays a big role in keeping you feeling good. And that's very important because one of the diagnostic ways, the clinical manifestation of the thyroid issues is when a patient comes and they say, like, I feel cold. I'm not losing weight. I'm gaining weight. My hair is thinning. All right. So it helps with like hormone production. It's like it has main hormones, T1, T2, T3, and T4. We only hear about the T3 and the T4. T1 and T2 is still like a matter of research. We don't know a whole lot about, but the T3 and T4 are the most important. All right. Now, the T3 is the active form of the thyroid gland and the T4 is the inactive form. And when the doctor gives a patient with hypothyroidism a medication like T4, it has to be converted to the T3 to be active. And that kind of gets us to a complex issue of what kind of thyroid medication do I need and how to diagnose that I am having the right dose of the thyroid medication, because it's not just the medication, it's lifestyle, it is stress, it is vitamins that you have in your body, and it is like if the medication is healthy, because some patients have excellent lab values, but they are feeling awful, and their thyroid problem is not properly diagnosed, not properly treated. And that's why we need people who are taking thyroid medications 40 years to kind of consider the fact that, all right, is this the correct dose for now? And is there any kind of clinical signs that need me to ask the doctor if the doses need to be adjusted or extra labs need to be performed to see how can I get the optimum medication regimen for the thyroid?
So let me ask you, because my doctor, they're very, very cautious once you lose your thyroid about those medications and taking the labs and either going up or down with the thyroid medications that I take. What are the dangers of them giving you getting too much of the thyroid medication as opposed to not enough? There's a balance that they're trying to strike once you lose your thyroid.
Yeah. So let's say that once the thyroid gland is removed, the body can no longer produce these hormones on its own. So you will need a lifelong hormone replacement therapy to maintain normal metabolic functions in the body. Okay. So that is key. Now, the main medications that you would get is the T4, which is synthetic form of the very important thyroxine, which is a T4, all right? It used to be normally produced by your thyroid gland. Now it's not. So you get it, and the medication is supposed to be converted to the T3. If it's not converted, that's a problem. And this can happen. For some patients, can be up to 15% of patients. 3 to 15% of patients cannot convert the T4 to T3. So after 6 weeks of giving you the medication, the doctor would check the levels again to make sure that the levels are fine, the TSH, the T3, and the T4. And there is also a very important lab value, which is reverse T3. If they are elevated, this means the conversion is not happening correctly. And this, if this is happening, the doctor would give you another medication called liothyronine, or the T3. What, and just to tell you something, yeah.
What are the inherent dangers of it not being converted?
You're not going to be getting the energy that you need in your body that the thyroid would be doing. It's just you're getting an inactive form of the medication, of the drug, of the hormone, so it's not doing its function. And there is several patients that this is actually the case. Some patients are taking the combined therapy of T4 and T3 because the conversion is not happening correctly. So they take T3 supplementation, which is a medication called liothyronine, comes in two doses, 5 microgram and 25 microgram. Because when the doctor does the lab, he finds that the patient is not converting correctly. And that's why when we ask the patients to go request lab values from the doctor, we ask them to ask for comprehensive thyroid lab values, which includes also reverse T3 and antibodies to check them out so the doctor can have a more conclusive picture of the thyroid.
So, Dr. Omar, what now, are the... Oh, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Sure. Please, go ahead.
No, so what are the signs that the thyroids aren't working properly? Your thyroid is not working properly in your body. I mean, since we talked about this little small organ that we don't, you know, people kind of don't even know they have it. What are the signs that it's not working?
Well, it's like you hear this from the patient with thyroid abnormalities. They tell you, I feel awful. I am tired all the time. I have weight gain, cold sensitivity, dry skin, dry hair, constipation, depression, mood swings, slow heart rate.
Wow.
Muscle weakness, memory problem, and brain fog.
Wow.
Heavy for women, heavy or irregular periods. That's the hypothyroidism, which is underactive thyroid. While there is an overactive thyroid, which is weight loss, rapid heartbeat, heat intolerance. I mean, that feeling excessively warm or sweating more than usual. Nervousness and anxiety, insomnia, increased appetite. So when a patient is having those kind of depression, let's say a patient comes to a doctor and say, I have depression, I feel depressed, the doctor would ask other questions if he feels also there is other signs like constipation, slow heart rate, etc. The doctor would ask for complete blood count, thyroid labs, and hormonal checks, because these are the checkpoints for the doctor to make sure that the thyroid is acting normal. And because he has to check if there is hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism or anything that is also serious about the thyroid gland. Remember it's like the hormone for happiness.
You know, Dr.
And it's very important.
Dr. Omar, what all of this says to me is that you really need to be cognizant of what's happening with yourself on a constant basis, the changes in things, your body, the way it's situated and set up, when things aren't going according to the way they should, you really need to be cognizant of that and then make sure you go and get those things checked out. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. Is the number you can join us.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
and this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the year. Slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise?
You are now officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy. As always, in Mequon-Thingsville, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Yes, I do. Dr. Omar, when we last talked, I mentioned quail eggs, specific Eternix quail eggs, and you said you'd look into it. Have you found anything yet? And I realize you're a busy man.
Yes. I looked it up right away. I looked it up right away, and I looked at the research behind the quail eggs. While they are very rich in nutrition, they have very rich in minerals, and they may have more nutrients than other eggs for other birds. But at the same time, the clinical manifestation of the research of how it helps with anti-aging, anti-cancer properties, I did not find enough data for it. Maybe there are cases here and there, but I didn't find a lot of things in the literature and also in the other holistic resources that I searched. So my belief is that it would be helpful to eat them every now and then, but we don't have conclusive results on their effect for anti-aging. And in anti-aging medicine, and the challenge we have in anti-aging, it's a very broad term, and finding the agents that are conclusively helping the cells of the body stay young, it is not as easy as it looks. But I would look at the quail eggs same way as I look at eating healthy meals.
Thank you, Dr. Omar. Also, one more question. I'm a good friend of, and Earl knows him quite well too, of Larry Heisel. And Larry has a saying, where the mind goes, the body follows. I really believe we have not explored the mind enough to understand its healing powers of just positive thinking and positive outcomes gives you that. Now, I have through Christianity, and we find it's just phenomenal. But I wanted you just to say a few words on the power of the mind to the healing of the body, if you want. I'm hanging up now.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Omar, I know you will concur.
I just came back from a spiritual journey. I was in Mecca. I was visiting the Holy Land, and I needed that because I'm under a lot of stress from work, from doing so many things, and I found that I needed a break. My stress hormone was over the roof, so I did... I did a stress hormone test, and I found that between morning and night, my levels are very high. And I take my supplements, I eat healthy, and then I found that my spiritual journey needs a journey. So I did this, and I completely agree with you. We have to take care of our minds, our souls. We have to be rested. We have to work on our stress level from a higher point of view, believing in God, religions, believing in people, believing in humanity, coming together. This is very important, especially in the times that we're living now, that every time you open the news, it's like crazy stuff happening, or just can't imagine it. So I completely agree. I take this as a prescription. I follow it by heart. And I am happy that you're bringing this up to the show.
All right, Dr. Omar, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you very much for the call, as always.
Good morning, Dr. Omar and Earl. Thanks so much for this invaluable information. I've shared it with many. I was driving the other day out on West North Avenue, and I noticed I was driving behind a Welltopia car, and I saw your license plate, Wellmun, M-U-N. Just wondering what the meaning of that was.
Wellmun, right.
Wellmun.
So, yeah, so during I bought my car during COVID times, and I have a supplement to support immune health. This supplement was created based on the top 5 or 6 supplements that would have the most research to support the immune health. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, N-acetylcysteine, and vitamin A. And then I found the company that made this product in the clinical doses, that if a patient takes only 2 capsules every day, all year long, they would have kind of their immune system will be better, immune resilience is better. If they get sick, they recover very fast. So I kind of had this company private label this product. I called it Wellmune, W-E-L-L-M-U-N-E. Then when I bought a car, I made a special license plate, and I called it Wellmune, because the key to protection of good health is the immune system, and I wanted people to be healthy. So I wanted it to be like a hallmark for this era of the time that we were living. Wellmune, to take care of our immune health.
Excellent. Thank you. And a question that I have, at my age, and I'm at the end of my 8th decade, I'm 79, pretty healthy, but I'm concerned about my blood sugar. I'm in a pre-diabetic stage, and it's been my blood sugar, which I check every morning, is ramping up. And I'm just wondering if you have any advice that can help me to stay out of the type 2 diabetic diagnosis.
The most important thing is to eat a healthy breakfast before 10 a.m. to make sure that the metabolism of the insulin is happening correctly in the body. And then there are supplements that would be highly recommended if you are pre-diabetic. And we can start with a good multivitamin, like because it would have enough of many different micronutrients, like active life, because we're looking for chromium, we're looking for magnesium, we're looking for alpha-lipoic acid. These are supplements that would help lower the blood sugar and keep it in a healthy range, help also as an antioxidant, because every number that goes up in that when you check your blood sugar, this is going against your healthy cells. So again, chromium, magnesium, alpha lipoic acid, and we have also other things like cinnamon, vitamin D, fenugreek. But I would start with a very good multivitamin like Active Life. I'm not talking about the other cheap brands. I'm talking about a good multivitamin, and I go from there. Add magnesium, add chromium, add other things.
You know, Dr. Omar, and we'll talk about this on the other side, but you said cinnamon. I'm reading things that says cinnamon is not good for you. You know, so we get information that's all over the map, and how do we know what is the good information and what's not the good information? We'll do all this on the other side. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Nia Tau for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Tau and another man killed three people over a debt. Tau faces a mandatory life sentence. Governor Evers says he's glad to maintain control of federal money coming to Wisconsin after Tuesday's statewide referenda.
It's a wrong-headed effort to essentially make the legislators part of the executive branch of government. I apologize for nothing there. We've done the right thing with that money.
Evers says the attempt to amend the state constitution was a Republican effort to get back at him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Election officials say voter turnout for Tuesday's partisan primary was the highest across the state in 60 years. According to an Associated Press report, unofficial results show over 26% of Wisconsin's voting age population cast their ballot in Tuesday's election, with a number of competitive primary races and two constitutional amendments on the ballot. The constitutional amendments were the only statewide issues proposed on Tuesday's ballot, and just over 1.2 million residents voted on the eventually rejected proposals. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has scheduled a public meeting to discuss the Bong Bridge Improvement Project. According to a press release, DOT officials will host the meeting at the Superior Public Library on Wednesday, August 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. The meeting will cover proposed improvements to the Bong Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, including concrete repairs, sealing the bridge deck, and replacing light bases and poles. The planned construction would result in some lane, ramp, and sidewalk closures. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. Our high today in the low 70s, upper 50s tonight, low 70s back at it again tomorrow. By the weekend, things looking better with sunshine and highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, "Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back."
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Telephone man, bad connection, and I'm happy.
Saturday. Wish you could be with me. There would be no problem. Our communication's bad. And I want to see you again. Person to person, face to face.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me through calling the pharmacy or texting. Actually, if they call at the pharmacy and then 262-429-9429 and they pick option two, they can leave a direct message to me. I'll hear it and then I'll get back to the customers. And also, they can go to the website wiltopiarx.com and send me a message or request a consultation. I have limited availability on my consultation schedule now, but I will open them as the weeks come by. This is very important. You mentioned a very important and very good question about the cinnamon, because cinnamon is very helpful supplement to help with blood sugar control, improve insulin sensitivity, lowers fasting blood sugar, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. But then there is a challenge with certain forms of cinnamon, because there's something called the coumarin content, C-O-U-M-A-R-I-N. The cinnamon, especially the cassia cinnamon, there is the cassia cinnamon and another cinnamon called the Ceylon, S-E-Y-L-O-N cinnamon. The cassia cinnamon has high coumarin content, which is can increase blood thinning activity, can cause liver damage at high content of it, can be allergic. So that's why when you go to the store and you find just cinnamon labeled as cinnamon, they are the cassia cinnamon that have this kind of effect. Just the high amount of it can cause these effects. The better supplements that come from professional grade supplements, they try to more use the Ceylon, S-E-Y-L-O-N, cinnamon, which have lower coumarin content, in which we can take a higher dose without having those side effects. And then that's why, again and again, I tell the patients, in order to make sure you're getting what you're paying for when you're getting a supplement, not getting anything that's harmful, is to always treat supplements as a medication. Get a highly professional-grade supplement to make sure you're getting the right stuff.
See, this is why, Dr. Omar, this is such a valuable conversation that you and I have. You go to the grocery store, you go in the spices aisle, and it says cinnamon, and there are all sorts of cinnamon and for sale. And then there's one organic cinnamon, and which tastes different than all the other cinnamons that they have. But nobody ever talked about cinnamon like you talk about it from the clinical perspective of it. And so when you read something that says cinnamon is good for you in coffee, or others that says cinnamon is not good for you in coffee, how are we supposed to know any of it? You're talking about things just in cinnamon alone that can damage you, and people aren't aware of those things.
Yeah, I agree with you. Moderation is key. So like if you get cinnamon to use it as a flavor, use it in cooking just as a flavor every now and then, it's fine. But if you take it as thinking that this is what's lowering my blood sugar, I'm going to take a lot of it every day, this is when we need to ask, is this a good thing to do or not? I have a friend of mine, her mother believed in chia seeds. Like she was getting chia seeds, trying to get the protein content from chia seeds. She was eating it lunch, dinner, breakfast, until she had to go to the ER and they had chia seeds coming out of her nose. because he told her, like, you overdid it, you know. So this is the thing, is like, there is nothing that's a magic bullet. Everything has a plus or minus, and moderation is the key. And that's why today we're talking about the thyroid gland. Too much thyroid gland is not good. Too little is not healthy. Some patients that take the medication that you take early, the levothyroxine, the T4, after 6 weeks, their levels are not improving. They still feel tired. They still not having any optimum results. And then when the doctor checks the thyroid gland again, he has to change the medication. And sometimes the commercial available drug, levothyroxine, doesn't work. And the doctor has to change it to not a synthetic version of the thyroid gland, porcine thyroid gland, which is called the MP thyroid and armor thyroid. These are the brand names for them, which are harder to extract, that contain the T4 and the T3 in addition to other forms of the gland. The gland of the pig is usually what is used. And this medication is widely prescribed by integrative prescribers, sometimes over-prescribed, because sometimes it's prescribed to patients that don't even have thyroid problems. So I tell people also to be careful with who they work with, even in the integrative medicine field. But some patients don't respond unless they take this form of the thyroid gland. And some patients have to move from a thyroid medication to another, and they keep trying for 6 months to 1 year until they find a form of the thyroid medication that works for them. And that's where compounding comes in play, because we can design the dose according to the lab values and the clinical manifestation of the disease, and work with the doctor and the patient to make the exact precise dose. And that's why the thyroid is a very wide term. And the medication that works for your friend and for your son and for your family member does not necessarily mean it will work for you, even if you have a brother that has the same condition and certain medication works for them. It's very bio-individualized. It's also, the thyroid gland is so much related to stress. I know a lot of people that had thyroid problems because of stress in their lives. Because stress affects the thyroid gland, not being able to sleep. Night shifts, if someone is having a night shift every day of their life and they are doing this for years and they tell you, I am fine, I can work all night, I have no problem with that, there is a lot of physiological changes that happen in the body. And those patients, I would call them patients, the night owls are patients, because they have to check always, make sure that their thyroid gland is working in an optimum level. Their stress level, stress hormone is working fine. It's crucial for everyone who works long night shifts to keep up with their labs, with their doctor visits, because God made our bodies in a way to do something, and we're doing something completely different. Yes, we need those jobs, but at the same time, we have to consider rotation. We have to consider changing the working environment and working schedule. And I have to tell you, through my career as a pharmacist and as a clinician and as a human being, every person that I encountered who work night shifts, they have health challenges that if don't happen in the first year, they happen after 10 years. I myself, Earl, one of my biggest challenges in my health, in my life, happened after I stayed 2 days without sleeping. It took me 2 years to come back to normal, because something happened in my body and in my brain that took me 2 years to normalize, just not being able to sleep for 2 days.
So I worked night shift for over 10 years. I worked third shift, and I used to work sometimes 7 nights a week, third shift, and never knew, you know, that it was having some impact. But I want to, a couple things, Dr. Omar. I want to go back to something someone said earlier, and you said it. As we start preparing for the fall and the winter, what do we need to start doing, and when do we need to start doing it to prepare ourselves and our immune systems? Because COVID is running rampant now. It's going to be running even more rampant as the seasons change. What do we need to start doing to prepare our bodies? And before you go there, I have to say this to the listening audience. Before I started talking with you and taking your advice, I was feeling run down. I'm one of the most active 70-year-olds you're going to find anywhere. I'm active in my life. I've always been. I'm busy, you know, from probably the time I get up until the time I go to bed. I'm active. I'm busy. I'm in my community. I'm serving people. But I feel better now, Dr. Omar, than I felt in a decade or more. I'm older. But it's because of the different supplements and things and my conversation. It's just truth. The only thing I can attribute it to is the fact that I'm taking the right supplements and my body is responding to it by not feeling worn out, by not feeling tired. I feel more vibrant. My muscles, as Popeye would say, my muscles are feeling back to where they work. But prior to those things, I was feeling run down.
Earl, I'm so happy that I am able to help you with my advice and with the products that I have in my pharmacy. That makes me feel like fulfilled in my career. I'm going to tell you that health is like 10 points. If you work on point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if you're patient, you do the right things, you're going to be in better health because we're working based on science and based on data and based on so many good things. But thank you for saying that. Look, as we prepare for the fall and winter, I was just thinking of that on my way here. We have to look at the priorities, okay? First, we have to, this is the time that we would be feeling cold, a change in the weather, viruses, bacteria, all of that. So we have to prepare for our immune system. People who believe in vaccines should prepare for timing when to get the flu shot and the COVID-19 booster. And there is a new booster about to be released. My predictions, and there is no data that came from the CDC yet, but my predictions, it's going to be end of this month, beginning of September. And also the flu shots are already released. I have them in stock, but if you want to take them together on the same day, it's absolutely fine. If you want to part them by 2 weeks, it's also absolutely fine. So people who believe in the vaccines, start getting the flu shots and the COVID-19 boosters. I believe in taking the vaccines, especially for population who are having compromised immune system and for seniors, flu shots and COVID-19 boosters. And then immune boosting foods, foods that are rich in vitamin C, D, zinc, antioxidants, leafy greens, avocado, eating eggs, people who don't have sensitivity to eggs, fruits, citrus fruits, and not orange juice. I'm saying, if you want to eat orange, eat actual orange, not the orange juice, because the actual orange have fiber, so you don't have this dip don't have this so much sugar that needs to be broken down by insulin right away. So this is very important, immune boosting foods. And then the supplements, consider supplements like my title plate of my car, Wellmune, that have the C, the D, the zinc, the probiotics to support the immune system. And then I would also recommend that you have at your home a very important kit that I would say emergency kit for cold and flu. I would have something to help to help with coughing, like elderberry syrup, people who want to get medications that help with that, over-the-counter medications, have a humidifier, and then stock up on the essentials.
So when we come back, I want to talk about, I've been reading for a long time how great blueberries are for you, and I just started reading something lately that said, stop eating all those blueberries. The exact opposite of what somebody had said earlier, where these things are essential for you, and now there's somebody combating that. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Just keeping time.
You're You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1 in Thingsville. So, Dr. Omar, how do we know? You know, been hearing all the time that blueberries are absolutely essential and great for you and for your immune systems and all of those things, and there are doctors who will back this up. And you read it in different places. And now all of a sudden, after all these years, there's some other doctor who comes out and says, hey, those blueberries you've been taking, you need to cut back on. There can be these completely different diagnoses from doctors, and they're so polar opposite. How do we know which one is telling us the truth?
Yeah, well, I mean, blueberries are rich in antioxidants for sure. They have a lot of vitamins and minerals. Actually, they are packed with antioxidants, okay? Particularly anthocyanins, all right? Which give them this deep blue color. So these are helpful. Blueberries help with blood sugar control, help with digestive health. But then there is a bad thing, that the pesticide concern is very important. So if you eat blueberries, I'd highly recommend that you take them organic, because non-organic blueberries are often treated with pesticides. So there is health risks. Long-term exposure to pesticides can be linked to several health issues. So that's a challenge. Also, the cost. They are not cheap to get enough of them. So moderation is key. Getting them organic is key. And again, like anything that we do, a lot of thinking that this is the only key to health and wellness, I don't believe in it. And some people react to certain vitamins just because they have sensitivities to certain foods. So if someone is having several gut issues and they are not resolved and they eat certain foods and they feel sick or tired or brain fog, I highly recommend that they do food sensitivity tests. Some of them are paid by the insurance, some of them are not. But these food sensitivity tests are going to give a map out of the foods that we can eat and keep us healthy.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talked about, before we went on break, you talked about a kit. that people should put together to address, you know, the changing of the weather. And so, you know, you notice your loved one, the child, a young person that's in your home, or even your loved one, and you notice there's a sniffle, starting to noticing that. Is that the sign? Is that the time that you need to start realizing that sniffle, which is something that's different, the runny nose, that it's time to try to, something is happening?
Yeah, actually, with the first sign of a cold, I start to take vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and all of that. I have a supplement called Virawen that have 11 different micronutrients in clinical doses and also have mushrooms in them. And I take one capsule every hour. I take higher dose in the first few hours of my sickness. With the next day, I would feel much better. And the reason is because the body, in the beginning of the sickness, the immune system is revved up. It's facing challenges, and the immune system needs a lot of help and uses the vitamin C and the zinc and the vitamin D, uses a lot of these in higher doses. So supporting the body at that time with fluids, with these kind of urgent nutrients, would help you to recover fast. So yeah, I would do it with the first sign. I would keep a humidifier in the house to make it working through the night, because restful sleep is important. I would keep NyQuil or DayQuil or whatever quill that works. Just things that I would need right away. I don't have to run to the pharmacy to get. I have a friend of mine, a lawyer, that I kind of, during the December, the last days of December, he texted me and he told me, Omar, I just can't stay home and I'm very sick. I need some help. And he just got sick at that time. And I sent him some of these supplements I'm mentioning to you. After 24 hours, he's calling me and he's telling me, I can't believe myself. I feel like back in town. He tells me, I am in my office working. I'm not meeting patients because I'm worried if I'm sick to give them anything. But I am working. I am fine. I am healthy. So the thing is, like, this is science-backed supplements that are recommended. And they are recommended from the first sign of the
So Dr. Omar,
sickness.
So we hear people say the cold just has to run its course. There's nothing you can do once you've, you know, this cold has hit you. I don't care what you take, it's got to run its course. Is that true, or is there just something that you can minimize? It's got to run its course, but you can minimize the misery that you're going to feel.
The question is going to be, is that, I like this question. I think if we say, like, is the course going to run for a couple of days or a whole week or 10 days? So these are questions we can ask. And I think, I think we can make it much better. If you're taking a supplement like Wellmune every day, and then you're going to get sick less. And if you get sick, you're going to sick less days, and you're going to thrive better than many other patients. Even the CDC was talking about the higher patients with higher level of vitamin D, as in David, they thrived and they had better health than other patients that were not taking higher doses of vitamin D. Their levels were not high enough. So we want the course to be shorter, you know.
Dr. Omar, as always, great having the dialogue and the conversation. Tell the family I said hello, and I'll see you again in a few days. All right. You have been officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Calvin, how can people get the information?
Yeah, you can listen back to the podcast at civicmedia.us/shows or on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee, also all things sports with Paul Noonan, and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.